Did you ever go out and die on your feet and walk off to the sound of your own feet? Is that
oh, yeah. No, I didn't walk off the sound of my own feet. That was death then.
I really am beginning to believe. I should have said I was your brother. I think I'd have got more tail. I think I'd have enjoyed you. Your brother. We saw the. You know, I think what? We saw it earlier, but we showed the clip of you in the caravan with the porridge and out of the window.
Oh, yeah.
That was 30 years ago today. We noticed on the transcription that was actually broadcast 30 this very day.
I remember it well. I remember I got the day off from school.
And of course, your relationship to Hattie Jakes. Brother and sister.
Yeah.
Why was it never husband and wife when you were writing that initially?
Well,
why was never
gonna... not the initial show was written by Johnny Spate.
Mm.
And the BBC, Tom Sloan, didn't reckon it at all. But he wrote it, and he wrote me as husband and wife. And the only concession I said to John, fine, I'm happy, I'll do it, but we've got to be brother and sister. And he said, why? I said, because if we're brother and sister... We can have I can have a girlfriend, I can have a boyfriend.
Of course, yeah.
And husband and wife, there's got to be a lot of niggle going on sometimes. Mm. Which with husband, with brother and sister, which has never been done, I said, well, also, we're identical twins. And that's how the series started.
Because the Arnold Schwarzenegger film was based on that very joke, twins, Danny DeVito, is exactly that.
That's right. So it was, and for the whole of the thing, I think... I've been very fortunate to meet somebody like Hattie Jakes, because she was such a lovely woman, such a lady, and nothing was, you know. And the only time I was seen hat down was when she decided to slim. And I think she lost quite a lot of weight, but she was getting gaunt. And I said, what's the matter with you? And she said, I said, do you feel better? She said, no, I don't. I said, so we went up in the canteen, the BBC, the big pile of chips she had, and she said, I'm feeling better already. And of course, two weeks later, she was back to her jolly self.
Did you miss that weekly, the doing that, a series that all the time, yeah?
But in those days, it had to be live, like I said, because we went on the show at half past eight, and at 8:55, we were off. No retakes, no nothing. So, like, at 8:25, I go to the front and crack a couple of jokes. Two peanuts walking down Piccadilly, one was assaulted.
I wish we had the drama for it. I wish.
Were you in that night?
Forgive me, but you can work an audience like I've not seen anyone, certainly in a short time. You're working an audience. Nobody does that. I mean, people turn to the audience, sure. But
yes,
you're working an audience.
But I couldn't do that, say, 40 years ago. Well, no, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. You get that sort of feeling with age. You're an elder statesman. In other words, I've done the course now. I'm at the 8-furlong marker.
Well, but there's got to be fire in your belly. People say,
of course,
Eric Sykes,
fire in my belly.
Eric Sykes is deaf. Eric Sykes, you know, old Eric Sykes. How do you feel about that?
Certainly have fire in the belly. It's what's known as dysentery.
No. Give me a white flag. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Sykes.
Yes.